And we're just so encouraged to see all six of these people. There were three in the first service, so nine in total today. And we want to just thank God for his work of saving grace in the lives of these nine people. So will you join me as we pray? Holy God, we thank you that you are the Christ, the saving one. You are the one who has lifted us out of the pit, and you have placed our feet on solid rocks. And Lord, we love you, and we are so grateful for all you've done in us. And we're thankful for what you've done in these nine who have come today. God, we want to just say it's all you. It's your work at the cross and resurrection. And these nine who have come today have received new life because of what you've done. And we thank you. We lift up your name because we know that anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And Lord, we pray that that invitation today would be super clear. Lord, I lift up those in the room today who maybe are new to Christianity, new to faith. God, would you show them today how much you love them, that you deeply love them. God, for some of us in the room who we would say we've been baptized, we've made a commitment to you in the past, but God, it's been a tough season. We've been overcome by doubt and fear. Lord, today, refresh us. Remind us of your love. We need you today, and we love you. In your name, amen. All right, you can grab a seat. And if you want to, and there's a chair next to you, and the person that you see on the other side of that empty chair does not look too intimidating or does not smell too bad, you might want to just shove in, move in, because we have some people who are looking for a seat. So, but you make that choice. Just you decide. Thank you. Awesome. Okay, well, I really do want to welcome all of you who might be new to Christianity, new to faith. Just so you know, there is a bag that's coming before you. You do not have to give if you're a guest with us today. This is something that we do as Christians who consider North Langley Community Church home. This is part of our worship. And so we give money back to God, the God who has given us so many blessings. And so it's just something we do here. If you're a guest, please, you do not have to give. If you're wondering what that was that just passed by you. It's also not for the taking, so please don't just help yourself. It's not one of those situations. But anyway, we're so glad you're here. I guess if you're having a hard time, feel free to take. Actually, yeah, that's more of what Christianity is all about. Okay. The glory of God is man fully alive. The glory of God is man fully alive. And for man, what Irenaeus, writing in the second century, meant was humankind. The glory of God is mankind, humankind, fully alive. Fully alive, fully restored, fully loved, fully rescued. The glory of God is man fully alive. And as we think about Baptism Sunday, as we think about the nine people who are baptized today, we think about nine people who are going through the waters. At nine different times this morning, we will see people come up out of the water. They're being drawn up and out of the water by God. They're acting out in person what has happened to them in their life. As a boy, I was in the water, and my father drew me out. As a boy, I was playing in the water when my father drew me out. When I was 2 or 3 years old, I was playing in the shallow waters of this lake in Texas, and I had no idea I was in danger. But my dad knew. He could see. He could see the snake. The water moccasin coming my way, swimming towards me. He called out to me to come out of the water, but as a defiant 2 or 3 year old, I looked him in the eyes and I said, no. And then my dad came for me. He came into the waters. He picked me up. He scooped me up. He drew me up and out of the water. He rescued me from the snake. I was in the water, and my father drew me out. This past week, many of us in the church have spent time life journaling from the book of Exodus. Now, life journaling might be new to you. Life journaling is something we do here as a church. It's simply the process of reading the Bible, praying, and then journaling what God teaches you. And many of us read the same passage from the Bible every morning. Feel free to join us. You can pick up a life journal in the foyer today before you leave. But this week, we were life journaling in the book of Exodus. And in Exodus, we hear about little baby Moses. In the book of Exodus, thousands of years ago, we read that Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, had given orders to all of his people to kill Hebrew boys in Egypt. He was a tyrant, and he wanted to keep the Hebrew people enslaved. And he thought they were becoming too numerous in the land of Egypt. So listen to the very words of Pharaoh, and I quote, "Every Hebrew boy that is born, you must throw into the Nile." Well, some of you know that a man of the tribe of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She hid her son for 3 months from the fury of Pharaoh. She then took her little baby, and she took this papyrus basket and coated it with tar and pitch, and then placed her baby in it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile to hide him from Pharaoh's men. But the baby was found and eventually was raised in the home of Pharaoh's daughter. And she named him Moses, saying, "I drew him out of the water." Moses, a name meaning, "I drew him out of the water." It's an appropriate name because rather than dying in the water, rather than dying in the Nile, he was a boy saved by being drawn up and out of the water. But Moses is also a prophetic name. His name is pointing to what God would do through him, in and through him. And if you're new to the story, you should know that Moses went on to lead this mass exodus of Hebrew slaves, drawn out of Egypt, out from under the slavery of Pharaoh. And if you remember the story, you'll remember that God drew the people of Israel out of the water as well. They were cornered. They were stuck. Moses had led them out of slavery in Egypt, but they ran straight into the edge of the Red Sea. They had nowhere to go. So in one miraculous night, God parted the waters of the Red Sea. Thousands of Hebrew slaves walked on dry ground through the sea. And then God closed the sea in behind them, crushing the armies of Pharaoh that wanted to enslave them. You see, God drew Israel out of slavery, out through the water. Moses, "I drew him out of the water." Israel, "I drew them out of the water." You see, God is in the business of drawing people out of idolatry, out of slavery, and out of death. I'm going to say that again. God is in the business of drawing people out of idolatry, slavery, and death. Moses was going to be thrown into the Nile, but God drew him out. Israel was going to be cornered and taken back into slavery, but God drew them out. And so it is of no surprise, a couple thousand years later, to hear Jesus say to his followers in the book of Matthew the following, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Baptizing them. Baptize them because they're a drawn out people. The church is made up of people who are baptized, drawn up and out of the waters of slavery and death to be set free, to be loved. Moses, Israel, the church, all drawn up and out of the water, drawn out of death and into life. Every time you see someone baptized today, you have to think of Moses and think of Israel, drawn out of death and given life. Why? For the glory of God is man fully alive. Fully alive. Now, this is risky. This is risky. Every person being baptized today is taking a risk. They're taking their life and they're placing it into the hands of Jesus. They're stepping out in faith. They are believing, these nine who are baptized today are believing that the Jesus life is the true life. That the Jesus way is the rich and beautiful way. That the Jesus way allows us to be, as Irenaeus says, fully alive. It's risky. We take a step of faith, handing our lives over to Jesus. And what we do is we're surrendering. We're surrendering living the way we want to. We're surrendering the desire to spend the money the way we want to sleep around with whoever we want to serve our own self-interest first, to like only the people we would like to like, and to hate the people we would like to hate. You know, all that kind of stuff. They're saying, actually, no, even though I'm not perfect, I offer what I am and I give it to Jesus. I'm going to give up stuff like this, and it's risky. To be baptized is this act of faith, trusting that the Jesus way is where we find life and life to the full. Trusting that when Jesus draws us out, it actually works. I was at a gathering a number of days ago, and I've only shared this story once in the first service, and so I'm not really good at sharing this. I was at this gathering a number of days ago, and I was overwhelmed by jealousy. You know, I had moments of jealousy in my life, but this was like encircled by jealousy, overcome by jealousy. I felt like I was wearing it. I felt claustrophobic. It was consuming. And I felt it all day long, and I went home that night, and I talked to my wife about it. I said, what is going on? Like, I feel like it's taking over. And so the next day, I was continuing to have these just incredibly jealous emotions. I was coveting. I was wanting something that wasn't mine, big time. And the gathering that I was a part of, there was this prayer opportunity. There's this opportunity to pray. And I was like, nope, not doing that. I know I'm a pastor, but I don't want to pray. And I was actually going to walk out the back doors of this place like as fast as I could. And I felt this deep desire to leave the room. Some weird thing happened where I turned and I just said, okay, like I need to pray. And so as I prayed, I felt, and it's hard to describe, it's almost like everything kind of just for a moment kind of paused and kind of went like this. And in that moment, I felt an overwhelming love from Jesus, this overwhelming love. And I realized he was showing me how much he loved me. But actually in the moment, I was thinking, he's not really answering my question. Like, why am I jealous? But in a weird way, I knew he was answering the question, and he was filling me with just this deep love from himself. And I began to weep. But what I felt was this darkness just suddenly, it just kind of vanished. And that jealousy that I had, it was just exchanged for this incredible love from Jesus. So that is the second time I've shared that story. I'm not sure how to share it, but I just want to tell you and give you hope that it's not just once when we're baptized, but it is a daily, weekly thing where he comes to his kids and he meets us and he draws us out. He says, hold on, hold on, hold on. Matthew, pay attention. That's not who you are. That's not who you are. Those feelings that you're feeling, they're not from me. I got to remind you that I love you. I love you deeply. Just look at me. I love you. I'm going to pull you out of there. I'm going to rescue you from that place. And he was drawing me out of that darkness, drawing me out of a jealous heart, and filling me with his love. It was overwhelming. And you see, when I'm jealous, I'm just a small man, just tiny. When I'm hooked to an addiction, I'm just a fraction of the man I know God wants me to be. When I hate, I live a small life. Claustrophobic life. When all I can think about is my own money, my own things, I feel this small nature of my existence. And I become obsessed about the next thing I'm going to buy, the next vacation I need to take, the next promotion that I want, and I'm hooked to my idols. I'm just hooked in. And when I'm hooked to my idols, I become this fraction, small fraction of the man that I know God is calling me to be. Just a shell of the person God wants me to be. So what do as Christians? We just come and we take all that we are, we take every bit of us, and we come honest before the Lord, and we say, lift me out, draw me out, come draw me out. I don't know how, but would you come and draw me out of these waters, that he would draw me out of the loneliness, that he would draw us out of the darkness, that he'd draw us out of that death and into his family, into his freedom, into his light, and into his life. Why do we look to Jesus? Why wouldn't we say, well, let's just do it ourselves. Like, we can just kind of think positive thoughts. Why do we look to Jesus? Why are all these people today going to be baptized into the name of Jesus? Why is that important? Because Jesus was drawn up and out of the Jordan River. He preached about the kingdom of God, a kingdom of rescued slaves. Note that, rescued slaves. And every day for over 3 years, he healed the sick, he opened the eyes of the blind, he fed the poor, he set captives free, and he welcomed the outcast. He was offering the world a glimpse of what that free and abundant and forgiven full life of God looks like. Because he knew that the idols of this world needed to be crushed. He knew that the slave masters of this world needed to be defeated once and for all. He knew that death had to lose its sting. So what does he do? On Good Friday, he spread his arms open wide and he was nailed to a cross out of great love for us. And 3 days later, the Bible says he rose again. And North Langley, the cross and resurrection have forever been the moment where we were drawn out. The cross and resurrection is our rescue from idols and from slavery. The cross and resurrection is the very moment in history where the tables were turned and life became possible again. The cross and resurrection is our new exodus, the moment we are drawn out, freed from slavery, freed from idols. As his children, we are then given joy and life and hope, and he's making us alive day by day by day. For the glory of God is man fully alive. So North Langley, my hope is that today you'll see these 9 people, and specifically in this service, 6 people drawn up and out of the water. Every one of these amazing 6 people being baptized today are testifying to the fact that God has rescued them from slavery and from sin. They are not perfect, but they've been rescued and invited into life in the promised land. North Langley, let's celebrate. For we are people who have, by grace, been allowed to pass through the water. We're the people who have been drawn out of the water. And the snake, that water moccasin, that enemy of our souls who is swimming towards us, has no more authority because of the great loving arms of our Heavenly Father who just picks us up and draws us out and hugs us and rescues us. And God's Spirit is pleased to make you new again, fully alive, fully restored, fully loved, fully rescued. For the glory of God is man fully alive. And Jesus, we praise you. We thank you so much for your incredible grace and for the loving arms of the Father who rescues us from the enemy of our soul. We thank you. And Lord, we dedicate everything that's about to happen to you. We thank you for these six lives and what you've done in and through them. We love you. Amen.